Now that we have the Oncotype assay available, if you had a patient now, at what level of Oncotype would you treat her with chemotherapy?
Well, the TAILOR-X trial is randomizing patients in the intermediate recurrence score zone to chemotherapy or not, so that's still an unknown question. I think there's general consensus in the oncology community that there's sufficient evidence from studies like B20, and there will be data presented even in node-positive patients at the next San Antonio, that the patients in the high-risk group benefit from chemotherapy, at least in retrospective analysis. And in the low-risk, there's also fairly convincing retrospective data that chemotherapy may not add very much, in fact, doesn't add anything for the low-risk cohort. So the intermediate zone is where we're not sure whether or not to use chemotherapy, and that'll be addressed in a randomized trial.
That is so difficult. I just spent so much time with a patient trying to get them to be randomizing them intermediate TAILOR-X. I spent so much time, and at the end of the day, no.
It is very difficult, and the fact that the boundaries for the definition of the intermediate recurrence score are a little bit different in the TAILOR-X study compared to the standard assay, and if you have a patient that falls in that gray zone, it is hard
and
to.
And that just adds to the patient's confusion. That's just another thing makes it harder.
What would you treat her with if she didn't want to go into the trial?
And they were intermediate?
Yes.
You know,
in this particular patient, let's say.
Yeah, I would consider a non-anthracycline short course, like a 4-cycle for a node-negative, ER-positive patient. My habit is to use TC. But in those cases, I'll still run an adjuvant online simulation to actually show them what the predicted benefits are, and they would be very small indeed.